So how many people here have older sisters? You can, like, kind of see the hands here. Okay, so I have an older sister. She's 5 years older than me, and I would do pretty much anything for her. 5 years is the kind of gap where you're not really a companion so much as, like, a new toy. And the new toy meant, like, the new hair to play with all the time. And there were three probably especially notable events in my life in which my sister played with my hair in a fairly extreme way. The first one, there's been some talk of perms, kind of similar era. My sister had a perm that we referred to as the Ramen Noodle Do for a long time. She convinced me that the mechanism to get a perm was to put worms in your hair because the two words rhymed. And that actually made sense to me at that time. I think I was like four. So there was a lot of digging in the dirt and some tears, which is, I think, really a big part of the hair theme here. She also, do you guys remember Kool-Aid? Did anyone ever try dyeing their hair with Kool-Aid? This. So I see some hands. Wait, can you raise that again? Oh, wow. I did not expect to not be alone on that one. So if you mix Kool-Aid powder with water, it will dye your hair. And theoretically, it was supposed to be temporary. As I heard it, it's not temporary. I had the whole front half of my hair dyed Ronald McDonald red. And this was before Gwen Stefani. So this was not okay. Nobody sat with me on the school bus the next day. And thank you. I appreciate that. But my favorite was the time she decided that she was going to spike my hair. So my hair was about the same length that it is now. This was not a deterrent for her. So this was a multi-step operation. The first step was supposed to be brush my hair. That would make sense. She got halfway through that project and decided it was too much work because it really needed the brushing, and that was hard. So we got halfway through that and stopped it. Then the second half was to empty an entire bottle of hairspray into my head while I hung upside down off of our bed. So I did that and felt very lightheaded, and I was supposed to stay like that for, you know, an hour or so. That also didn't work because I was 5 or 6. And we had the big moment when I was going to stand up and we were going to reveal that I had spiked hair. And there's no witnesses to this, which is why it happened, I'm sure. But I am fairly certain that it actually stood straight up for maybe 5 seconds, which is a very long time considering how long my hair was. And then it just kind of went, and wilted. And then I started to cry. And then I got my first pixie cut. Because there was no getting that out of there. We tried very, very hard. Now, it's been about 25 years since my sister spiked my hair. And for those of you who have sisters and have done the Kool-Aid and everything else that your sister has told you, I wish I could say that if my sister called me up today and said, let's do this with your hair, I would say no, but I don't think I have grown. I would do it again tomorrow. So thank you.